Faith is believing in the unseeable. Faith is tranquil when it's very stormy. Faith is not passive, it acts out what it believes. Faith is asking for what you need. Faith is hearing the inaudible, seeing the invisible, believing the incredible, and receiving the impossible. Faith is completely contrary to natural expectation and natural conditions. Faith is creating a vacuum in your heart for God to fill. Faith is not only believing that God can, but that God will. Faith is not surprised at the answer. Faith expected it to happen. Faith is standing your ground when all others desert. Faith is burning your bridges so you cannot go back. Faith is willing to pay any price. Faith is doing what God tells you to do today and believing Him for tomorrow. Faith is the opposite of fear. Faith is choosing God in spite of the other possibilities. Faith is standing on God's word and not your feelings. Faith is willing to die trusting. That's the kind of faith that gets healing and works miracles. Faith is like a muscle that grows strong and supple with exercise. Faith is built by faithful study of God's Word. You'll never walk alone if you have Jesus in your heart and your hand in His. If you have Jesus, you always have company and love. No matter where you are in His hands and He'll take care of you. Jesus is the one possession you'll never have to give up, never have to leave behind, never lose. You can give Him away as much as you like, but you'll always have Him. He'll always be near. He's always there. It's not the Lord that's not always there. It's we who are not always there. We're sometimes running off somewhere else and leaving Him way behind. But He never leaves us behind unless we don't follow. It's just that simple. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me where'er I may be, if He is there. I count it a privilege here my cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. If by some still small voice He calls to paths that I do not know, I'll answer with my hand in His. I'll go where You want me to go. Go with us, Lord. That's the best that we can possibly desire, is that You go with us every step of the way, and that we go with You every step of the way. No matter what else you're doing, You can always be praying. You don't have to be down on your hands and knees to be praying. In fact, in everything you're doing, you ought to be praying, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Prayer is like breathing, just breathing the Holy Spirit all the time. Stay in constant communication with the Lord, constantly thinking about Him, and you will be anointed and Spirit-led in everything you do. If you're praying about what you're doing and asking God for wisdom, He has promised to give it to you. The Lord can save you a lot of work, a lot of trouble, and a lot of time if you'll just pray first before you start a job. Pray about it and ask the Lord to help you and lead you. Even if it's just a word, Jesus, please help me. You can pray in a split second and get the answer back quick. But if you lean on your own understanding and your own wisdom, you're apt to make a sad mistake. So, pray without ceasing. Ask the Lord about everything, every problem, every decision, and make sure you're doing what He wants you to do. God's Word promises, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. A Christian is not perfect, but he is forgiven. Some people say you've either got to be black or white, and there's no gray in between. But the fact of the matter is, there's no such thing as black or white. We're just about all gray, aren't we? Nobody is perfectly clean and white except by the blood of Christ and by faith. Look at some of the greatest men in the Bible, men of faith, but all of them made mistakes. They all became shining examples, not of their own greatness, but of their utter dependence on God. Nobody's ever good enough. We're all fallible. We all make mistakes. We all have sins, and it's all the grace of God. It's only His love and mercy and His grace and His sacrifice on Calvary that saves us. Nothing else. Nothing. Thank God salvation doesn't depend on how good we are or even how bad we are. But it depends on how much we trust the Lord, how much faith we have in Jesus Christ. In spite of all our sins and shortcomings, failures, mistakes, and unsaintliness, God can still save us through Jesus. He still loves us, and we can still be Christians if we will just love the Lord and love others. Only Jesus is perfect and able to help us. And that's why He came. God is pictured in His Son, None of us can really grasp how great God our Father is and how wonderful He is beyond the mind of man. The Bible says that He is so great, even the whole universe cannot contain Him. He's so beyond our comprehension that He has had to make somebody who could show us His love, somebody who was within our realm, somebody we could see, someone we could feel, someone we could experience, someone who brings God down to our comprehension. One man who was like Him, whom He called His Son. God has stooped to send His Son, Jesus Christ, to be born on this earth as an example of what God Himself is like. Jesus is His most outstanding means of communication with us, communicating to us His own love by means of His own Son. Jesus is like the tip of the iceberg. The part you can see, but by far the greatest part of the iceberg, God, is out of sight. Even though you can't see the rest of the iceberg, you have a faint idea of what it is like by the part that shows above the water in this world, in this realm, the realm of man. We know that God must be love by the loving part of Him that we can see in Jesus. The Word of God is the foundation of faith. How do you get faith? It is a gift of God, and it's available to you or anyone else who wants it. You just have to want it and ask for it. The problem is, people don't usually want it until they need it. And then they suddenly find they don't have the faith they need because they have no background of faith or trusting God's word, no foundation. After all, how can they have faith in something they know little or nothing about? Just as no good building is without a good foundation, there is no faith without the word, because faith in God is built on His word. So if you feel like you're weak in faith, there's a simple cure. God's word will increase your faith. Faith comes, it grows, by hearing the word of God. As you faithfully read and study the word, as you meditate on it, and even memorize it, every word will inspire, strengthen, and increase your faith. Fill your mind and heart with positive, encouraging, strengthening, faith-building thoughts from His Word, and you'll soon be amazed at the faith you'll have. True faith, the kind of faith that can stand any test, the kind that works miracles, the kind that lasts. Built on the solid rock foundation of His truth. The whole plan of God is built on free will, within certain limitations. The name of the game, this whole game of life, is choices, constant choices. God sets choices before us all the time, and then lets us make our own decisions and operate within certain bounds. God's will is sort of like a tunnel. It confines and restricts us to a certain area of movement and possibility. He keeps us within certain boundaries and limitations. But which way we go in the tunnel, left or right, or up or down, depends a lot on us and our choice. There's a certain leeway and allowance for variations of choice in the will of God, as long as it stays within the bounds which He has set. And though we are allowed to find our way through the tunnel any way we wish, we should be making progress with each step and not going backward. The tunnel always leads in the right direction. It always has a goal. And of course, there's always the best even within the tunnel. When we yield to the Lord and let our choices be His choices, pleasing the Lord, delighting ourselves in Him, then we go His direction in the center of His will, following that light at the other end of the tunnel. Thank you, Jesus. You can't be God's fair weather friend only. You have to keep on serving the Lord, even when everything goes all wrong. Most Christians can have faith under normal conditions for usual situations, what they expect God to do, but only those with great faith, like Job, when everything goes wrong and seems contrary to the word and the usual, only those with great faith can say with Job, "Even though he slay me, yet will I trust him." What Job was saying was, "Even though it seems like God is breaking his own word with me, even though God kills me contrary to all his promises, I'll still trust him." If you're only going to be willing to believe and obey the Lord as long as everything goes all right, you won't be believing or obeying very much, because a lot of things can seem to go wrong when you're serving the Lord. But even though many are the afflictions of the righteous, the Bible promises the Lord delivereth him out of them all, no matter how many or what. So let's try to be able to take our testing and our temptation, and yet without sin and without failure. Trust in God, however dark your way, no matter what hard turns the road may take. Hold to His hand until the break of day, when in His likeness we shall then awake. Nothing happens with God's will, especially to His child whom He loves. Nothing happens to a Christian without some spiritual cause. It's always for a good reason, to teach us something, or because of our own sins, faults, mistakes, neglects, or disobediences. The Lord is in control, Nothing happens without His permission, or our permission. Sometimes we get ourselves into these things by allowing them ourselves through our own carelessness or prayerlessness. The Lord does everything for a good reason. He says, "All things come of God, and all things work together for good to them that love the Lord." He's trying to train, discipline, and chasten us to make us better. But chastenings, like Paul confesses in Hebrews 12, are sometimes inclined to discourage us and tempt us to give up instead. But about that time, the Lord always comes to our rescue. Things don't just happen to children of God. They're part of a wonderful plan. The troubles, reverses, the sorrows, the rod, are strokes of the great sculptor's hand. Things don't just happen to children of God. The blueprint was made by His hand. He designed all the details to conform to His Son. So all things that happen are planned. Winter's over. Spring is here. It's a pity to live in unhappiness when just around the corner your life can be thrilling and fulfilling and wonderful beyond all expectation. Beyond the blue horizon waits a beautiful day. Goodbye to things that bore me. Joy is waiting for me. I found a new horizon. My life has only begun. Beyond the blue horizon waits a rising sun. For all of you who have found the Lord, that certainly is true. Your life is constantly full of new horizons, behind which the rising sun of Jesus is always rising and always brightening each new day, giving you new experiences and new excitement, new thrills, a new wonderful life in Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "I am come that ye might have life, and have it more abundantly, and enjoy His joy to the fullest, here and now, not just pie in the sky and heaven hereafter, but Jesus promised us 100-fold in this life and in the world to come, life eternal, all this and heaven too, heaven on earth and heaven hereafter." When we find Jesus, it's like the end of a cold, hard winter and the beginning of a beautiful, new, spring-like awakening of the Spirit of life. We have a heaven on earth in our hearts, in the peaceful, sunny beauty of God's bright spring sunshine. For truth and spring our God can bring, and happy you can be. Take Jesus' joy right here and now, and live a life that's free. Would you like to receive Jesus into your heart and thus be able to partake of all the wonderful promises that you've heard about on this tape? Would you like to be born again into God's spiritual kingdom of eternal love and joy? The Bible says, for God so loved the world, you and me, that he gave his own Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him should never die, but have everlasting life. Jesus promised that if you open up your heart and ask him to come in, he will come in. He says, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. You can receive Jesus right now and everything he has to offer you by simply praying this little prayer with me. Dear Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died for me. And I now invite you into my heart. Jesus, please come in and help me to love others and tell them about you so that they may find you too. In Jesus' name, I ask. Amen. Well, if you prayed these words sincerely, your new life has just begun. You've entered a whole new dimension. There's an exciting new world to explore and so much to look forward to. Don't be surprised if you actually feel different, think differently, and are happier than you've ever been before. Now you'll have a whole new outlook on life, a new way of looking at the world, with new reactions to nearly everything around you. Now that Jesus has come into your heart, everything is changed. You are a new person, so expect to be different. You'll find a change in your spirit, in your thoughts, in your heart, and in your goals. You'll be happy and overflowing with love. Because if you have Jesus, you have love. For God is love. For more inspiring tapes and literature, write us today at the address on the cassette jacket. God bless you. We love you.